The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, on this Thursday morning, do you remember the last time that you sat in a theater to watch a live performance? Well, it's been probably just about a year, maybe longer. Joining us right now to tell us what they've got going on over at the Citadel Stage, the executive director of Enter Stage Right at the Citadel Stage, Regina Spain. Regina, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
What a year
thanks
this is.
Thanks for having us.
Well, yeah, thanks for joining us. It's been such an unusual, interesting year. And I got to ask the question that everybody probably asks you when they haven't talked to you in a while is, how's everybody holding up over there?
Oof. Well, you know, we are doing better than some and worse than some. How's that?
Fair answer.
Artists are, you know, we're used to being engaged as far as performance artists go. And we kind of really use that connection with people for our outlets and our creativity. And so it's been a pretty tough year because it's not just about, you know, people think, oh, you know, actors, it's just about the applause that you get at the end. And of course, that's always nice. But there is so much more that goes into theater, from, you know, rehearsal time to, you know, backstage and just that team building and the connections that you make with theater, whether you're on stage or whether your audience coming to see the creative outlet and everything. And so there's a lot that goes into it. It's not just up there, being up there and hearing the applause. So
yeah.
So it's been a little rough, but I think that Interstage Right's done a pretty good job at maintaining engagement for our artists that want to and are able to stay engaged during this time. Internet's a crazy world, but it can be good.
Well, you've had some really interesting experiences with doing Zoom plays, and this newest one, and full disclosure, I've had a chance to be involved with this, and it's been an awful lot of fun, is a new original production of Treasure Island. Tell us about Hawkins Choice and what this is exactly.
Mm-hmm. So it is part of actually our workshop series. Interstage Right used to do workshops and classes all the time. And since we opened up the Citadel Stage, we really haven't. And we're starting to get back to that, which is amazing. And as you know, we kicked that off last night with our East Meets West series that we're partnering with some LA artists. And so we started with an improv workshop last night, which was a blast. And so this is actually, technically, it's a workshop. It's not a production yet. But one of the things that a new script needs is to be workshopped. So that just means that things don't, just like a regular production doesn't just, you know, you don't get the script and the next day, you know, you've got a full, beautiful, you know, technical show going. Same thing with a script. You know, playwrights don't just throw everything that they have down on paper and then hand it off and directors and actors and technicians do it. It takes some workshopping to do, which just means that once that script is pretty ready, a great thing to do is to workshop it. And that is to get a bunch of artists together, like we have at Interstage Right, and start working through it with the playwright there as well, so that people can give feedback, or the playwright can just hear it in the different voices that might be acting it out later. And so we've been workshopping it. This is a choose-your-own-adventure. So it is definitely a challenging script, a very thick script to do. So Hawkins Choice is the idea. Actually, my awesome husband has been working on it for quite some time, since basically the beginning of the pandemic. What he did is he took the novel, he went back to the novel by Stevenson of Treasure Island. And so it's written with that as its base and stays true to that if you follow a certain path. But of course, with every choose your own adventure, you have decision points to make on which way you want to go. And so we are letting our audience decide which way our young Jim Hawkins goes at several different points in the story. And that determines whether he ends up lawful good, chaotic good, lawful evil, or chaotic evil in the end.
And the cast has to be prepared for what the audience tells them to do. So while this is all, it's not improvised, it's all pre-written and pre-memorized and ready to go. But until the audience says, do this, the cast doesn't really know what they're going to be doing through at certain points.
That is absolutely correct. And so so Brian has built in a narrator, Pirate Anne Bonnie. And so Anne Bonnie then talks with the audience at specific points and gets a vote from them to go one way or another. And basically the cast will be just kind of waiting with their ears peeled to see which way that they should go. So the challenge on the cast and the technicians for this will be pretty substantial. Hopefully we'll get to at some point, put it live on stage in front of a live audience. Hopefully possibly in 2022, the workshop will turn into a full production. So yes, so the audience gets to vote yo-ho or arg, and that's just, which way to go.
And we've been doing this over Zoom for the last several weeks, the cast of which I've been involved, and we have been practicing this. And, so one week we'll do one scenario, next week we'll do a different one. But this Saturday we take it to the next level. What's going on Saturday, and how can other people get involved in this?
Yes, so this Saturday we are the cast and playwright are getting together at the Citadel stage, masked and safety protocol and everything. But we will be doing more of a staged reading of it, live. And it'll be on our YouTube channel. And so people can tune in and we'll have a mechanism for them to vote. Now, in order for them to vote, I think that they're going to need to pre-register through our website. We'll figure out how not to if people just happen to tune in. But we really want people to vote because what we need to test next is, of course, the mechanism to make sure it works to see how once the audience says this way, we can go that way and it works. So that's what we're asking our audience and our fans to come and help us to make sure, to help finish workshopping this script and to make sure our mechanism works. So they should just be able to tune into our YouTube channel. So if they subscribe to us, which they can find us very easily if they go to our website, enterstageright.org, they can see that right away. But if they pop open the first thing they see there is the Treasure Island Hawkins Choice. So if they click on that, it'll take them to a place to register. That way, if there's a separate link, because we haven't figured that out, how we're doing that yet. So if there's a separate link for them to have to vote, then we want to be able to just email everybody out that that is going to be there and say, hey, go to this link to vote. So if they can, they should register. If not, then just coming to our YouTube channel on that night is great. 7 o'clock on Saturday.
There you go. It's the next best thing to live theater. It is live theater. You'll get a chance to watch it this Saturday evening at 7 o'clock. And just go to enterstageright.org, and right there you'll see the Treasure Island Hawkins Choice. Click there for all the details. 7 p.m. this Saturday, right?
Yes.
All right. Regina, thanks for telling us about it. And, to everybody, including myself, let's all break a leg, and it should be a lot of fun.
I think so. We've got a great cast, and it has been a blast.
It really has. Really nice distraction during these difficult times. Regina Spain, thanks for your time. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you later.
Thank you so much, Paul. We'll see you tonight.
All right. See you then. Bye-bye.